Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I want to mention something that's very important for a lot of people out there. You know, they say that for many people, actually one-third of the people, their first heart attack is their last heart attack because they don't survive it. But what predates heart attack for a lot of people out there is AFib, arrhythmia of the heart, where it's losing its ability to beat the way it's supposed to. And there's some really great studies, and I was reading over some material I printed off and had many years ago, and some of my old magazines, journals, and there was a great study on omega-3 fatty acids. We're talking about EPA and DHA. And they found it outperformed the beta blockers. Now, I'm not telling you, when I say something like that, you can go start taking a lot of omega-3 and stop taking your beta blockers. You may find that you can, but you got to work with your doctor and find out where you're at. And like a lot of things, there's things I can talk about that helps your blood sugar. But it doesn't mean because I'm telling you to take alpha lipoic acid or arlipoic or cinnamon and some of these new thing that's coming out that's really bringing down the blood sugar that you just go, oh, I don't need my insulin. But the advantage that diabetics have, they will know as their monitor will tell them what they need in the way of insulin. I'd love to get you off your insulin, but I'm not saying you're going to stop it just all of a sudden. And you may never be able to get completely off, but a lot of people do. So that's the goal, and that takes diet and everything else. But the same thing with heart medicine, that people that on blood pressure medicine, they usually hate it. They feel lethargic on it. They just don't feel good. And a number of years ago, golly, I don't know how many years ago it was, 12 years ago or so, maybe longer, I got a call from a man, Jim Swanson, that used to run the bookstore there at the Health Food Center. And he had a man in the Health Food Center, which doesn't exist anymore, and it's now Green Acres. And the man was telling Jim, he said, they want me back on my blood pressure medicine, and it just makes me feel horrible. I don't want to go back on it. But my blood pressure is 190 over 120, and that's scary, folks. That's deadly. That can bring on a stroke, and it's damaging the blood vessels, that hard pressure going through the blood vessels. So Jim got him on the phone with me and wanted to know what I would recommend if it was me. And I told him I'd take a lot of omega-3 oil. I'd take Noric Naturals Ultimate. I'd probably take six of those a day. I would take magnesium. And at the time, they had some good liquid magnesium that would get into the system that's suspended in water to get into the system real quick. I would take D-ribose to give some energy to the heart. It's a type of sugar. You can use it like sugar, but it's a great sugar and it won't affect your blood sugar, D-ribose. And I would use CoQ10. I probably told him to take maybe 300 milligrams of CoQ10. Hawthorn berry that is shown to bring oxygen to the heart. And see, we got the magnesium. I didn't tell him to take calcium. Trying to think what else I might have told him to take. L-carnitine. L-carnitine. And it's pretty close. And then I told him to, I think, take cell food to increase the oxygen to the heart. Well, the guy called me the next day, and it was normal. And I thought, wow. And I would think it might be starting getting better and better over the weeks, and maybe in a couple months it might be normal, but I didn't expect it to be overnight. What I think happened is the liquid form of magnesium that got into it real quickly relaxed the blood vessels. Now, potassium also plays an important role. A lot of times we are deficient in potassium. A friend of mine, I told him to do magnesium. He said magnesium for him didn't do that, but potassium did. It lowered his blood pressure. That probably means he had an out-of-proportion level of sodium to potassium, and the sodium was putting too much fluid in his blood vessels. And if he got the potassium out, it helped wash that out and allowed it to relax. But there's different reasons these things work. But one thing I want to make you aware of, that there was a good study done back in 2004 showing that's where this prescription version of fish oil, which is not as good as what you can get on the shelf, in my opinion, but it showed a lowering of the lowering of the blood pressure better than the blood pressure medicine. Those who are really low in their level of omega-3 oil, EPA, DHA, have a 30% more mortality rate. And of sudden death, they have 45% more. So increasing it shows just about the reverse of that. And there's not a drug out there that I can say, hey, go take this drug and you're going to have 45% less death. It's actually 48%. And 76% less death from sudden cardiac arrest. There's not a drug out there that I can tell you to take to do that. That is amazing. And the one they're putting out in the medical world is EPA. And EPA is important, but DHA is even more important. And I believe you should be taking both. And some people, a good friend of mine, brilliant in the nutritional world, he believes just DHA will do it. And Dr. Parrish, what was his name? Parrish Kidd. I teased him when I first came on the air. I said, you sound like a B-movie gunslinger. But anyway, Parrish Kidd, he believed that DHA is all you need, and the body would turn what it didn't need in DHA into EPA. So there's a lot to that. But you have to get it up, and you have to get the bad oils down. Canola oil, peanut oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil. The worst to me is soy and corn oil, but you have to get those out of your diet. They're all bad. They're hydrogenated oils. You do that and you increase omega-3, start eating more salmon, more sardines, mackerel. That will go a long ways at relaxing your blood vessels and then getting the magnesium levels up. Now, I was saying that you need to take more omega-3, need to get it up. Now, how much depends on your situation. The omega-3 EPA DHA, I usually recommend 3 to 4 of the ultimate omega-3s. Now, they have some that are designed for the heart by Noric Natural that has some CoQ10 in. CoQ10 plays a very, very important role in heart health. And so if you have serious heart problems, you probably need to be taking 300 milligrams of the bicanol form of, not the bicanol, but the bicanol form that ends with N-O-L, of the CoQ10 to bring more oxygen to the heart and then the mitochondria that causes the heart muscle to contract to have more energy to help with the Krebs cycle. And so that is needs to be thrown in there. And so for most people, 100 milligrams of bicanol will probably do them plenty of good. That may be all they need. Now, other things play roles too. Vitamin C, vitamin A. If you lack B vitamins, you'll be stressed. The adrenal gland will tighten up your blood vessels because, you have adrenal fatigue. Thyroid plays a big factor in it, and you may just be iodine deficient. All these are important. And so that's why you go to a doctor like Dr. Brian Frank or Dr. Rothwell, and you find out if you have these deficiencies, and you start working on these. So you don't have to take these medicines that have so many serious side effects. I mean, and the blood thinners bother me a lot that people are taking because that hardens up the blood vessels. The worst thing in the blood is not the soft plaque, though that's not good, is the calcium, the hard one, and that break off and you have a stroke. So will the soft, but the hard plaque is harder to remove. The body removes the plaque. Now, what helps remove that is vitamin K2, 300 micrograms a day in the form of MK7. That's a form of the K2 area. Together with D3, 5,000 to 10,000, depending on your size. I take 10,000 of D3, and I take about 330 of the MK7. That will remove the calcium out of the arteries. All these play a role. Nitric oxide plays a role. A big row. You see all these commercials about beets and what beets will do for you. Can't beat beets. Well, Beets are, this is always pretty strange when I first read it. Beets are high in nitrates. And all are, for years anyway, we've heard, oh, don't take any food that has nitrates in it. Yet nitrates in the body turn into nitric oxide, which is very beneficial. It relaxes the blood vessels. It helps things move out of the blood into the cells to be burnt and to be utilized the way it's supposed to. And we lose it as we age. That's why as men get older and their lining of the artery doesn't release the nitric oxide like it's supposed to, they have ED problems. But the thing, when you take nitrates, even if your arteries aren't producing it, it will still create nitric oxide. A lot of other products that I am big on stimulate the arteries to release it. But taking nitrates will do it. Higher than beets without all the sugar is kale. And they think that's one of the reasons kale is a superfood. And higher than kale is a red spinach, but I haven't ever seen it in the United States. It may be here, but I've asked around a little bit and haven't seen it here. So all those help increase the nitric oxide. And when I was talking about that man that earlier that his blood pressure went from 190 over 120 down to normal, I forgot to mention I did recommend a nitric oxide product, which could explain his sudden change. There was a real good one that the health food center used to have, but it's not around anymore. The guy that was trying to promote it, they didn't give me margins to work with, and so he couldn't make any money. It was costing him more than he was making. And everyone was saying, hey, that cleaned up my plaque out of my arteries. My blood pressure is normal. It was a great product. It really was. So there are good ones out there. You don't want the stimulant one that has the stimulants together with the nitric oxide that bodybuilders use to get a harder workout, but I think over stimulates the adrenal gland, which can bring on high blood pressure. The lack of sleep, good night's sleep, can bring on high blood pressure. You do that a few nights in a row, and you're going to bring up your blood pressure. You're going to have a tendency to put fat on, all these different kinds of problems that go with that. So there's a lot of different factors that play into it. But the things I want to emphasize today, I don't want to take away from MK7, form of K2 and D3. That's a given. That's real important. And I don't want to take away from CoQ10. But what I was emphasizing today is that omega-3 oil is going to affect your brain. It's going to keep your mood much more level and happy. You're going to have less joint problems. You're going to have more flexible blood vessels. And magnesium, it's going to run all these enzymes, keep the energy and the mitochondria function better. It's going to help regulate the DNA so it can duplicate and regulate the cell and keep it alive and healthy. And it's going to tell the calcium, together with the MK7 and D3, to go in the bones and not in the heart. It's going to help, along with the MK7, to remove that calcium out of the arteries, gradually remove that out to your blood vessels go back to being slicker than silk. The lining of the blood vessel is supposed to be that. And about every 3 days, that lining of the blood vessel is supposed to be renewed. I don't know how that works with the calcium building up in there. Now, it's very, very effective, though, and very powerful. So today, here's what I would tell you if you're going, what does he want me to go do? I would get you some magnesium bisglycinate or glycinate. Try to get about 600-700 milligrams of it a day. Usually that's a couple scoops, maybe a half scoop, one scoop in the morning, one in the evening. And then I would take 3 to 6, depending on what you need in the way of omega-3 oil in the ultimate form, so you don't have to take. Yeah, that's about 3 times more powerful. And they have a 2X that makes it even more effective by Noric Naturals. And then I would take the MK7. You want around 300 micrograms. So there are some that come in 180 with the D3, 5,000 D3. I take 2 of those. That's going to help you a lot, just that alone. So I wanted to emphasize that. So we'll be right back, folks. And I really thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Welcome back. This is Dan's Health Talks every Tuesday right here. Now, I have my friend Brenda Schwartz with me, and she has Body Dynamics. She's down in Dallas. And people that met Brenda, they always guess her about 15, 20 years younger than she is. And we'll talk about that on another show, why she looks 20 years younger. But one of the things she does that she turned me on to is she has a total body cleanse in an extra cleanse, and then she has a Theracolon cleanse. And she also has a phenomenal, probably the best there is in probiotics. And I really did something, took some antibiotics, my gut got inflamed and my belly swelled up. Didn't have any surface fat to speak of, but my belly really got big. And so I tried all kinds of stuff out there and nothing was working. So I called Brenda. I said, "Hey, Brenda, I really need your stuff. I've been going through everybody out there, the Garden of Life, everybody, and nothing's working like your stuff used to." So, Brenda, thank you for being with us. And tell me why.
Thank you, Dan.
Why is it? Why is yours working? Because these other companies are big, big companies in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're just a little company, but you do things so well.
Well, we're a little company, but we're growing very quickly just because of what you just said. I don't compromise quality. I mean, here's one unique thing about what we do. Only the best grade of herbs are used. And just let me tell you, when you go to manufacture a product, you do not have to put the best grades of herbs. You can put whatever is mid-grade, low-grade. Mm-hmm. It won't be disclosed on your label, and that saves money. And if you're a huge company that's worrying about your bottom line, I prefer to provide the very top-grade herbs. Each herb is quarantined for a month, and then it's checked to make sure that there is nothing in it, no fungus, no pesticides, nothing that could compromise the batch. So consequently, since 1984, every batch of Mega Wellness Cleanse, Theracolon Cleanse, and Mega Cleanse Extra has been absolutely pristine. Now, here's what people don't realize, Dan. You realize it, but a lot of folks don't realize that most of us are walking around with 5 to 40 pounds of fecal matter adhering to the lining of our colon.
Yeah. John Wayne, when they did an autopsy on the Duke,
yes,
he had 40 pounds
John
in there.
John Wayne's life had we been able to get a hold of him, and that is a true statement. What the Mega Wellness does is it flakes that fecal matter off the colon wall. Some of it has been there for years. It has gotten to be as much as 2 to 3 inches thick.
Golly.
And hard as truck tire rubber.
It's like one of those pipes underneath the house that is encrusted.
Great analogy. That's exactly what it is. As your body is able to eliminate those toxins, now you can absorb nutrients much more efficiently. If you add to that eating correctly, drinking a lot of water, and exercising, that helps your body to cleanse itself more efficiently. One of the good things that these herbs do are help the gallbladder to make more bile, which aids digestion, which aids your liver, helps to clean out your liver as well. So the end result is your skin starts to clear up. That bloated feeling you had starts to go away. Your energy level comes back. So the first step to real healing is cleansing the toxins out of your colon. 80% of all disease starts with the colon.
Mm-hmm. And 80% of your immune system,
doctors.
80% of all your immune system is functioning in your colon.
Exactly. Hence what you just said about the probiotics. The probiotics are so wonderful. The total digestion probiotics with digestive enzymes are going to further encourage this gut cleanse. One of the strains literally eats the calcified protein off your diverticula.
Huh.
And you see this stuff when you eliminate, you see mm-hmm. it. You know what it is. It's a little, looks like little yellow rabbit pellets, but you start to feel better. People with diverticulitis, I've had people with IBS, any other digestive disorder, just about all of them I've heard in 35 years, have over the years called me and said, oh my goodness, this stuff saved my life.
Well, so I can see that.
I'm so happy that you've gotten onto it, and I'm hoping that your listeners will go over to Omega Health.
Mm-hmm. 2427 North Council, folks.
That's right. Go over there. They have a wide variety of my products, Maxorb Nutrition. I have 30 products altogether, not to mention a skincare line that is incredible. And I believe you were telling me you've been enjoying that new Extreme Restoration Lift.
I have, but I want to do a whole show on that. Folks, she has the best skincare line in the market. A friend of mine's wife, and we'll talk about it on another show, you've heard Stan Dennison, if you're a loyal listener on my show. His wife, Laura Dennison, has beautiful skin, but she's tried everything under the sun. I mean, really, really expensive stuff, and a lot of women pay a ton of money. And so Stan and I were having lunch, and he said, is Brenda still doing her thing down there in Dallas? And I said, yeah. I said, my wife thought that was the best stuff she's ever used. And the amazing thing, it's not expensive. Speaking of that, Brenda, how do people get a hold of you?
They can call me at 1-800-MEGA-910.
1-800-MEGA-910.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your website?
It is bodydynamics.com.
Pretty simple.
And here's another thing.
Wait, Brenda, we're out of time. We're out of time, hon.
Oh, darn.
We'll talk more about
it on the next show.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you so very much, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21 at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses. And also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff. And it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. Every Saturday, except the last Saturday of the month when I give a lecture, I do a talk for Fox Legacy at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I'm one of the, there's usually another doctor, maybe Dr. Bevan Elliott, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And we're talking about how to elevate the mitochondrial energy and how to create more mitochondria, how to reverse a lot of the effects of aging. So I want to invite you to tune in on that. You're my guest, 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have a local doctor that I put on the radio very, very often here in Oklahoma City, Dr. Brian Frank. But I know if you're not close to Oklahoma City, you may think, well, why am I listening to a doctor too far away? I want you to hear the practices that he applies, getting rid of problems that have been around a long time. And so you can probably find him in your area, but if you're close to Oklahoma City, definitely worth the drive to come and start working with Dr. Frank. So I want to go into this interview I've done for the local market, but I want you to hear it as well. Not only is he an anesthesiologist, one of the leading pain experts in the country, and but he also has an extra, what I think of it as a doctorate. It's called a fellowship, but it's another 5 years of study to get in functional medicine. Very rare, very important if you want to live long and healthy as long as you can, not just deal with disease, but how to live long. Now, speaking of that, Dr. Frank, we keep seeing every couple of weeks there's someone shooting somebody up, and that happened today, and it's going to happen again in a month or two. And I know some of it has to do with drugs. It can have to do with post-traumatic stress with soldiers coming back after doing too many tours and not getting rest. It can but I, as a nutritionist, and you as a doctor with a broad understanding, as a nutritionist, I look at all the deficiencies in our food, depleting the nervous system, and sometimes starting at childhood and never letting the nervous system develop, and then adrenal fatigue. So I want you to address this, because if I had a child, a grandkid, or if I had myself and I was under a stress and I couldn't handle stress like I should be able to, what would you do for me?
Yeah, you know, it's a really critically important concept you're talking about, Dan, and we see quite a bit of it over here at Regenesis Health. And first off is, in functional medicine, we test a bit differently than the conventional doctors do. And then secondly, we treat it and address it a bit differently. So on the testing end of things, when we're looking at fatigue or we're looking at stress that people are going through, and that can be positive stress as well as negative stress, because, you know, I travel a lot and I love that, but you go with time zones and airports and things like that, and it's a stress, even though it can be enjoyable. So what we do when we test is we look at the adrenal cortisol. The adrenal gland is our primary stress gland, and and with the 24/7 type of schedules that we keep in America, we have a significant amount of adrenal stress. And when we do saliva tests to test the cortisol, those levels will be high. And then people get burned out, and so they'll go through a stage where they have some adrenal stress, but then they also have what we call adrenal fatigue. And if you stay burned out long enough and you don't address it, then you'll be in adrenal fatigue 24/7. So we test differently. We use the saliva typically, and I think the best recommended way is to do that in conjunction with the four major hormones, the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and DHEA, and then with a blood test for thyroid panel, comprehensive thyroid panel. And the reason we do that is because your hormones, your adrenal, and your thyroid function so integrally together that if you're not looking at the full picture, you're really going to miss something there.
Yes, and I used to always think, oh, we got to go, if your thyroid's low, go right for the thyroid. Then I learned, no, that's not necessarily a good idea. You got to get the adrenals healthy before you do the thyroid. And you can correct me if I'm wrong here, because it will burn out the adrenals more, really overstress it more, if you hype up the thyroid and not feed the adrenals. So one, Sherry Ross used to say, no, you first have to deal with the adrenals, then the thyroid. I don't know how you approach it, if you do both at the same time or if you take care of one.
Typically, we look at and approach them together. So we do the testing first, find out what the status is, and then with the thyroid, we're tending to use more of the natural Armor or Nutrathroid type preparations that are natural preparations and more comprehensive. They not only have T4 like Synthroid, but they have, which Synthroid is synthetic thyroid, but the Nutrathroid and Armour thyroid are natural, but they have T1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then when we address the adrenals specifically, I think you're right. We do need to, if you're not going to address them, and the vast majority of us in America, we just go, and so we will have problems, either adrenal stress, adrenal fatigue, or a mixed pattern. So with the stress, we use what are called adaptogenic herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're natural products, but they help to bring and lower that stress level, lower that cortisol level. And to some degree, they can help bring up the cortisol that's low when you're in periods of adrenal fatigue. If somebody has significant adrenal fatigue, we usually use some natural combinations that have the adaptogenic herbs plus some natural glandular adrenal, usually like from pristine New Zealand sheep, that type of thing. Some of the preparations also have some thymus and pancreas. But so we use natural adaptogenic herbs, and then sometimes if there's a heavy fatigue component, then we'll use some natural glandular support as well.
Very interesting. I personally take it's basically the same as Armour.
Nature Throid.
Nature Throid. I take Nature Throid. Been taking it for quite a few years. Dr. Haglund got it on. And and my friend Dr. Kaz Ingram said, depending on how you develop in the womb, he said, I'm a thyroid type, meaning I have a deficiency in thyroid from day one, where other people are adrenal types and different types. Depend on her, and so that has to be fed and addressed. And I also take 25 milligrams of triiodine, which sounds like a lot, but that's about what I need right now. So
we do an additional testing where we give patients little sponges of iodine to do a skin test and see how rapidly the body absorbs that iodine from the, you know, we just do it on the inside of the wrist. And when you put that on, if you have adequate iodine stores, you'll see a brown, orange-brown spot for 16 to 24 hours. But quite honestly, Dan, studies show that over 96% of Americans are depleted in iodine. So that means essentially everybody's going to fail that test. And so iodine is very important for the immune system, very important for the thyroid. And we don't get it in iodized salt.
Thanks a lot. This is really important, folks. Really important. Thanks, Doc.
Have a great day.
They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best is by Body Dynamics. Call 800-MEGA-910. Every Saturday, except the last Saturday of the month when I give a lecture, I do a talk for Fox Legacy at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I'm one of the, there's usually another doctor, maybe Dr. Bevan Elliott, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And we're talking about how to elevate the mitochondrial energy and how to create more mitochondria, how to reverse a lot of the effects of aging. So I want to invite you to tune in on that. You're my guest, 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have one of the world's experts on helping the body stay young, Dr. Bevan Elliott, and him and his partner, Jonathan, have done something extraordinary that I've never seen in the nutritional world. I've been taking these products for a number of times. I mentioned on another show that we recorded that my push-ups after 5 years have been stuck at 60. All of a sudden now I'm doing 85, 95. That's not supposed to happen at 69. You're hoping you can hang on to muscle instead of actually getting stronger and fitter. But that's what we're seeing with a lot of people. We're seeing things that they've had to live with for some cases all their life now are improving dramatically. So, Bevan, thank you for being with us. And this XDS delivery system that you and your partner have taken nutrients and delivered them into the cells, someone may not have heard our other shows, so let's cover that a little bit before we get into some new parts about this.
Certainly. Well, one of the challenges in natural products is the bioavailability. So sometimes you can take a lot of some particular substance or supplement, but it won't get to where it needs to go. It'll be metabolized. It'll be eaten up in your stomach. It'll be converted to something else. It just doesn't work very effectively or efficiently. So what we've tried to do is take certain nutrients, make them more bioavailable, combine them with other nutrients that work synergistically, and build nutrients where they need to go. Our focus has been cellular mitochondria. These are the powerhouses, the engines of the cell. This is where oxygen is taken and fuel is taken, potentially in the form of glucose or fats, other types of fuel. And those are burned or oxidized by the mitochondria into ATP, which is the energy form that your body can use. And what we have found in some amazing results is that if you correct the dysfunction, the energy dysfunction in the mitochondria, and you take care of the cellular inflammation, the chronic inflammation that occurs as people age and the cells don't operate as efficiently, what happens is that cell or cell systems or organs in your body will then begin to self-heal, correct themselves, and then you get energy back. You get the ability to exercise more like you were younger again. Your body begins to operate as though you've lost 10 or 15 or 20 years. We've seen some very, very amazing results just by focusing on mitochondrial part of cellular health.
Well, some people reported that they've gotten results that they never had at any time in their life. One good example is Frank Pisano, who's an international powerlifter, been setting records since he was in his 20s, and now he's 60. And he said, I've never recovered like this before. I've never been able to work out with all out intensity for 31 days in a row. Normally, it's only twice a week you go all out. As a powerlifter. Mm-hmm. And so some cases, it's not just getting more youthful, it's taking you beyond what you were when you were younger.
I've seen some of those effects myself. I had heard some of these testimonials. The original design on these particular products was to undo the damage caused by environmental factors or diet or stress or aging in general and put the cells back so they could produce energy very efficiently. But I started hearing these testimonials like you've mentioned, and I thought, well, I wonder if that could work for me. So I'm 42 years old and in reasonable shape, sit too much, don't exercise enough. But I began on an exercise regimen. And after 2 months on a very minimal exercise regimen, I can tell you I have never gained muscle at this rate than I have before. And I've never been more fit. Well, I can't say my entire life, but it's been quite a long time, probably since my early 20s, that I was this fit. So for me, with the amount of exercise that I've been doing, this is astonishing. These are astonishing results. So I'm a believer myself at this point in cellular health via the mitochondria.
You know, I wonder, on a healthy person, how much of the dry weight of a muscle cell is mitochondria? Here, the reason I say that, I too have gained muscle, and I find it very easy to do. And it shouldn't be easy to do at this age. When I was 38, it was hard to do. And then all of a sudden, I found a few tricks and started making it easy to do again. So, but mitochondria not only gives you energy, it may actually put on lean muscle weight as well. I don't know.
That's right.
Yeah, it no doubt has to when you create more mitochondria. But to what percentage, I don't know. The main thing about it, your cells can't detoxifies, folks, without energy. Your cells can't regenerate. The nucleus can't be communicated with. The nucleus can't send out messages to the body of what it needs to repair or get the enzyme functionings repairing it. And all the different things that needs to take place that happens in a youthful cell that doesn't happen in an aging cell. I know that our friend Roger Hill gave me some information that they looked at young people and they looked at elderly, and the main difference between the young and the elderly was the mitochondria activity and the amount of mitochondria. The older folks had much less mitochondria and a lot less active mitochondria. And mitochondria, could we say most of your metabolism is mitochondria creating energy?
Yes. So what we have found is that we can create greater numbers of mitochondria in cells that normally don't have as many. In elderly people, not only do they have fewer mitochondria over time, but those mitochondria are not operating efficiently at all. So we're sort of a two times bang for the buck here at getting those energy levels back up compared to what a normal person of any given age would have. So we are really de-aging the mitochondrial process.
Exactly. Now, we're almost out of time here. Folks, this affects your brain. I use Altamino Mind in your stress, your sleep, your happiness. It also affects, of course, your energy of your body and your performance. And then the Rejuvenate Gel, boy, joints feel better. But I have to run. I want to talk to you again very soon, Bevan. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. I want to tell you how to save a lot of money. Microblast is the best thing I know if you want your plants to grow really fast and really large and also clean up your gut. Vigorest is the best product I know for sleep. Now, if you call the company Rest and Repair, 877-338-3340, or go on their website, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com. Put in the code Dan, my name, D-A-N. Put that in. You'll get 10% discount. So call 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. From mid-June to the last of August, I have an art show out of the Chesapeake Boathouse. And the art opening will be on June 27th, Thursday night, at 5:30 to 8, and I'm inviting you to come by and see. And I'm going to brag a little bit here. I was voted best of show, and it was all the contemporary artists in the Southwest in 1980. I mean, the top name artists there. So I was really pleased with that. You'll see what I do. It's very eclectic. I do a variety of styles. So come join me June 27th, Chesapeake Boathouse, 5:30 to 8. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And something I've been studying and wondering about for a long time. Now, this is going to sound a little esoteric and weird to some of you when I tell you that I've been able to see auras since college years. And I can teach someone how to see them. It's not hard to see. It's sort of like focusing. There used to be these posters, and if you focused your eye just right, a three-dimensional form would come out. But if you tried to look at it, focus like we focus on an object, you couldn't see it. And so what I would do, I'd look at the glass that was covering the poster and look at the reflection behind me, and so my eyes weren't really focusing on it, sort of in front of it, and then I would see the object. Well, if you put someone up against a wall that's a white or gray, light gray wall, and relax the eyes, you'll start seeing a trim of white around their body, and then you'll see colors show. Well, we have photons, and we use photons and to communicate cell to cell. And now, in I think it was 2004, they first started discovering this, that in the gray matter of the body, the brain, in the area inside where not the cortex but the inner the brain, they thought that didn't do anything. Then they found all these nanotubes, little tiny nanotubes that work very much like the little mirrored little tiny tubes that we send messages, the little cables that we can send electron messages down by pulsating the light through, and you can call from here to England. They used to use that before we started using satellites. That was a great improvement over electrical cables, is to be able to use that. Well, our body does the same thing. And so I've known about the tubulars, the nanotubulars in the brain, and that messages go from one area to another, from one side of the brain to another, very, very quickly. And I think I mentioned it to you. I mentioned in a lecture that I do on Saturday for Fox Legacy, that I was trying to explain to him that in a book I read in 97 called Whispering Ponds, one of the things the scientists said, that they've done some measurements and they realized that there's communication that takes place from the top of the head to your big toe faster than the chemical reaction that runs the electrical current down the nerves. And they wondered what that could be. Well, if you look at an acupuncture chart, like they have these sculptures and they show the different lines and the spots, it's not following major nerves. They're not putting those needles in major nerves. The acupuncture energy meridians have their own communication. Now I think it may be these tubulars, because they've even seen some light coming out of, I don't know what kind of spectrogram they were using or whatever, where these different points are, acupuncture points are. And the Iceman, when they discovered him, I forget how old he was. Mike, you might know, but anyway, that he was over 5,000 years and maybe more, that he had fallen into a ravine of snow that became a glacier, and then when it melted, they discovered him, and he had little packs of certain berries and different things, but he also had needles in his pack. And those needles, interestingly enough, he had tattoos on his body that followed the acupressure meridians that had the points. He had the different points that you're supposed to put the needles on. And you're going, how could 5,000 years ago they know where those meridians are? Well, they may have seen them just like I see ours. They may have been able to see the little points of light. Or they could, or maybe experimentation. I don't know. But these tubulars, now they know, also communicates from cell to cell, bringing energy, but it not only communicates photons of light through that, which, but also the macrophages, macrophages on the larger ones move through, but so does the mitochondria. Mitochondria is very, very small. And mitochondria sets up this energy. It's sort of like the tiny little batteries. That's a good way to explain it. It's producing energy. And inside those nanotubulars, there's lines of mitochondria connecting and drawing energy. Mitochondria does that within your cells too. Nanoribose, NAD ribose, nanosinamide ribose, they feel is one of the more powerful things for anti-aging. And the reason it's powerful, as you age, the communication or the energy lines between the mitochondria and the nucleus breaks down. And it's dependent on nanoriboside within the cell to set up the lines of communication. And when it does that, and we reestablish it, and it's pretty easy to reestablish it, when they reestablish it, it re-energizes that nucleus, and the nucleus starts regulating the cell, and it regenerates. And they think, boy, this is going to extend life. But now they know it also sends that mitochondria from one cell to another. And that I didn't know about. This is new information that you can, the mitochondria is sending that and sending energy over the cells. But there's communication. On the cell wall, we have what we call glyconutrients. And those glyconutrients are like little sugar molecules that receive electrons. Now I'm wondering if the nanotubes are the what's putting the electrons that communicate with these little tiny sugar-looking tiny trees that line the cells. They're little antennas, what they are. if that's where the message is, if that's where it's coming, or if it's just a radiance around the cell, that when you have healthy glyconutrients, not everyone does, when you have them, then it picks up the message and helps regulate the cell. And MIT thought that was more important, found that in the 90s, than the nucleus once the nucleus is developed. But whatever it is, it's very important. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next week. This is Dan's Health Talks.